T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He spent 20 years as a Pennsylvania Game Commission officer. Our buddy Gary Fujak, who hung up his cleats 16 months ago. He's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. It's great to be back with you.
I should also mention a future Hall of Famer. That was supposed to take place, but in the world of COVID, it got postponed, right?
Yes, Brentwood High School elected me into their Hall of Fame, which was fantastic, and the banquet was supposed to be held last month, but it's been delayed because of COVID, like so many other things. So it's all good, and gun season starts on Saturday.
So for many who don't know, and there are a lot who do, because they have sold 932,000 antlerless deer licenses statewide, up almost 30,000 from a year ago. But forever, antler deer season started the Monday after Thanksgiving. But last year, it changed. How do you think it went?
I think it went very good. It depends on the most important day out of that 2 week gun season, the traditional 2 week gun season after Thanksgiving is the most important day is Monday, or I'm sorry, the opening day. And so we really hope for great weather. And November 2018, we had a lousy day. It rained almost all day, a steady rain, and it couldn't have been any worse with the exception of maybe freezing rain. So the weather, I looked at the KDK weather app on my phone, and it looks like Saturday and Sunday is going to be a great weather day. So no one can complain about that, I don't think.
The only thing that would be better, I know a lot of deer hunters like a little tracking snow, but that doesn't look like it's going to happen, mm-hmm. at least to start the season.
No, it doesn't look like we're going to have that for Saturday or Sunday, at least not in the southwestern part of the state here. But that would be ideal, absolutely. But we haven't had an opening day like that for a while.
So how many years, 20, you've been in the mm-hmm. woods, maybe staring off into the distance thinking, I'd like to tell people this, because you see things and you go, you need to be aware of what when you're in the woods. Safety first, right? I get that. So what do hunters need to know?
I think they should look at themselves and realize that they're providing a free public service, because that's a really good question, Larry. They're out there harvesting deer in Pennsylvania, and humans are the only predator left for deer. So when they go afield, they're not only going to get that beautiful rack that they want to get mounted and have hanging on in their den. They want to go out and get venison to feed their family and friends, but they're also providing a free public service. And Pennsylvania residents, especially those that don't hunt, should appreciate the efforts that hunters put in whenever they go out in the woods, because the only way to manage our deer population and to keep it at a healthy level is for hunters to go afield. So hats off to those hunters, and they should consider themselves providing a free public service for all of us residents in PA.
There are so many deer, too, in Pennsylvania. And on the opening day, typically, there are almost a million armed residents in the woods in Pennsylvania. It's pretty incredible. It's the biggest day of the year.
It is our most important hunting day of the year, and we have more people afield on the opening day of the gun season for deer after Thanksgiving than any other day in any other hunting day in the year. So it's yes, it's a very important day, and it's important to have good weather. And hunters have been very successful. The population, arguably, the population is the healthiest it's ever been. There's large rack buck across the Commonwealth. We have a good population of deer. There is the problem with chronic wasting disease, and that's another subject that we could talk about for a while. But there's plenty of information in the Game Commission law book, the Digest hunters get, and on our website to deal with that. But if you're a hunter, you want to go out in the woods on Saturday and Sunday, and then you have six more days right after that in a row, so they can go out for eight straight days.
We're with Gary Fujak, former Pennsylvania Game Commission officer. You brought up that chronic wasting disease. We had spent the last maybe a couple of years talking about it. I mean, it's a big problem. Do you still have to check if you bag a buck or doe and you're taking it to get processed? Do you have to? I mean, it was pretty restrictive in the last few years.
Yeah, hunters have to keep that in mind, that if they harvest a deer in one of those disease management areas, that they have to leave high-risk parts there. They can't remove them out of that geographical area designated as a disease management area. The head can't leave. So if they're going to get their buck, if they shoot a nice buck and they want to get it stuffed, take it to a taxidermist, that taxidermist has to be in that disease management area. So everything, there's four pages in the digest or the law book that hunters get with their license that go into great detail. If you want to look at the maps and see where these disease management areas are, going on the Game Commission website is the best way to get a good detailed map to look at. And I highly recommend that if you're in one of those parts of the Commonwealth where the deer are diagnosed with or found to have CWD.
All right, safety tips, Gary, as a Game Commission officer of the past, you probably, see a lot of craziness out there. What about being safe? What's the game plan?
We always talk about fluorescent orange, and you do have to have a minimum of an orange hat and an orange vest on. Every hunter out there, no matter, in the next 2 weeks for that gun season, everyone has to wear fluorescent orange, whether you're taking your bow and arrow, a crossbow, your shotgun, high-powered rifle, everyone does. But, just stop and think about the shot you're taking, because once you pull the trigger, that bullet's going downrange, and you're responsible for it. So just make sure what's beyond the deer you're shooting at and take safe, ethical shots, and everyone be safe. And, hey, it's a great way to the physical distance being out in the woods during this time of COVID. So I can't think of a better way to go out and enjoy nature and stay safe.
And I found this for you, Gary.
Hi, this is Elmer Fudd, and I would like to introduce Gary Fujak as the National Wildlife Conservationalist.
Well, I got that part wrong. Yes, a Pennsylvania Game Commission officer.
Larry.
Yeah, that's timeless. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying your retirement, right? You are enjoying your retirement.
I think it's swell, and I really recommend it for everybody else. Don't waste any time. If you can retire, retire. I love my job, but retirement is great.
All right, Hall of Famer. We'll catch up with you.
Thanks, Blair.
Be safe out there and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you and your family, too. Thank you, Larry. It's always a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.